Like most colleges, Michigan's Grand Valley State University has its share of folklore. As an incoming freshman, Larry Wibbler heard it all.
There's always rumors of college kids that had died before and haunted the dorms, and there's a Bigfoot that lives in the ravines, and lots of different things.
But there was one story, a more realistic one, that really captured his attention. One of the fastest-growing rumors around campus is that the clock tower, a new 10-story-high brick and stone structure, is leaning. So Wibbler decided to investigate it as the topic of a research paper.
One day I'd think it was leaning, the next day I'd think it wasn't, and then professors would say it was leaning, and I wanted to see if these guys running around with doctorates really knew what they were talking about, and that any chance to prove them wrong would be fun.
But what started out as a fun project would lead Larry Wibbler to discover a whole lot more than he bargained for. He got a taste of what he was in for early on in his research, when he made dozens of calls, but everyone kept referring him on to someone else. When Wibbler finally reached the engineer involved with the clock tower project, he wouldn't talk, refusing to either confirm or deny the rumors. Wibbler was discouraged and thought he might have to find a new topic. But at the same time this was going on, Wibbler was enrolled in an introductory geology course, and he started to notice something, the effect of rainstorms on nearby ravines. He wondered if the erosion might somehow be related to the leaning clock tower.
Mass wasting is the geological term. It's just eating away the bottom of the ravine, and the things on the banks are slowly giving away because the bottom gets deeper and deeper and steeper and steeper. It's a continual process.
The erosion was so severe, Wibbler could see its damage over the course of just days. So he started to ask questions around the geology department. He found out that the massive campus parking lots have essentially waterproofed huge chunks of land. Since the rain can no longer seep into the ground, the parking lots funnel the water into the ravines. John Weber is an assistant professor of geology at Grand Valley. He's done some preliminary mapping of the ravines.
There's a clear relationship. Every ravine where there's a drainage pipe going into it, it's got a lot more of these geomorphic indicators, we call them, like landslides and slumps and gullies and stuff like that.
But as Larry Wibbler began to find out, the runoff may also be wreaking havoc with structures built near the ravines. Some geology professors showed him examples of engineering failures on campus, including a large crack in the corner of the new $41 million science complex, the corner closest to the ravines. And the more Wibbler looked, the more he found.
This building would be cracking, and then I'd go over here, and the floors here is cracking, or the windows here might be breaking, and then the sidewalk over here. And yeah, it was definitely multiplied, more than I ever dreamed, but that was the fun of it. That's what kept me interested.
And his classmates were interested, too, as Wibbler gave updates on his progress toward finding an answer to the leaning clock tower rumor. But then a curious thing began to happen. Professor Norman Tenbrink had helped Wibbler through his research, but now he began to withdraw. He tried to recant the information he had given Wibbler, and even threatened legal action if the information were publicly released. Professor Tenbrink refused to be interviewed for this story. Other professors in the geology department were also reluctant to talk. One said he feared for his job if he went on the record about this political hot potato. He was worried about embarrassing the university and possibly endangering future funding from wealthy benefactors. Clearly, freshman Larry Wibbler had struck a nerve.
They're keeping a secret about it. They don't want anybody to know. And I didn't want to stir up controversy. I just was trying to tell people because I felt that a lot of the staff members and the students here would find it interesting. And, you know, the students are paying 10, 11 grand a year to go here. They should at least know why their buildings are falling apart.
University spokesman Terry Farovich says he has no knowledge of any damage to buildings or other structures as a result of the eroding ravines. He denies there's any cover-up, and he denies the university's worried about losing multi-million-dollar contributors.
Even if this issue were to come forward as, and in their eyes, be a concern or be a problem, it is something that can be managed. It's been proven to be able to be managed in a number of places across the United States.
Farovich says a committee is now being formed to address what can be done to slow the erosion. Larry Wibbler says when he began investigating the clock tower, he never dreamed there would be so much involved. But he says if his research paper played a role in making the erosion issue public, he's glad for it.
I think knowledge is power. It's a kind of a corny statement. But if enough people know, something's going to get done. And I don't know as though I'm going to save the campus as a freshman, but maybe it stirs up controversy so they fix the problem, so our university doesn't end up at the bottom of the ravines in the next 40 years.
And as for the clock tower, well, Larry Wibbler found his answer. It turns out a surveying class took measurements and determined it was indeed leaning, but just 2.9 inches, not enough to be of concern. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Allendale, Michigan.